Hey, I'm so glad we're back. Did that feel like a really long break?
Yeah.
I know, it was. And there's multiple reasons we do that. One, I think our leaders need a break, even if they tell me they don't need a break. I think leaders need a break. And also, we need our college students to be back so that we can offer childcare. That's a big part of our break, so. My name is Lindsay Clements, and I think at this point I have met most of you, almost all of you. If I haven't, I would love to meet you after study today. And I am our Women's Ministry Director here at Grace, and also our Connections Coordinator too, which is a little bit of a different role. But I'm really glad you're here. Can I make you, sorry, if this is your first time to be at a study at Grace, would you raise your hand? Or maybe even just first time to our 915 group. Okay, we've got a few. Okay, well, we're really glad you're here. I'm going to pray for us, and then we will get started this morning. All right, let's pray. Lord. Thank you for the first day of Bible study of a new semester, Lord. Thanks for bringing us here today, for waking us up, for getting us here safely. We are grateful. Lord, when I look out at this room full of women, I'm just so very, very thankful that women long to know you, Father, to study your word, and to do so with other women. I'm so grateful for that. So thank you for bringing us here together, Father. I pray that as we study your word, that that's exactly what would happen, that we would know who you are, Father, and that in turn would inform who we are and what we know about ourselves. And then I pray, Father, that you would connect us to one another on all sorts of levels, but certainly on a level that we are all women who love you to want to know you better, Father, so connect us in that way. As we spend time together today, here all together, and then in small groups, I pray, Father, that you would just be with us, that all that we say and do would bring you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we have a few people still kind of coming in. It takes a little while to get kids dropped off, etc. But yeah, we are a group of about 100, maybe about 110 at this point on Thursday morning. So I'm really glad to see all of your faces. We've got several other studies as well. And in theory, the way it works is that we're all on the same schedule together. So if you cannot come for whatever reason to Thursday at 9:15, you are welcome to show up at any other study during the week. And we're all studying the same lesson all week long. So you can come on Tuesday night, or hop on the Zoom on Tuesday night. I think on Tuesday we had about 5 or 6 women in person, and I think they had 12 women on Zoom on Tuesday night. So they're all together. And then we have a 6 a.m. for those of you who are early birds. You can show up at 6 a.m., which is, I always say, I can show up at 6 a.m. I cannot participate at 6 a.m. I cannot speak at 6 a.m. So, and then we have a 7 p.m. on Thursday nights as well. So if you ever can't be here, you're more than welcome to jump in on any study. So I just want to go over a few things. Well, I'm going to go over a lot of things with us this morning. But all of you should receive an email on Monday afternoons from the Women of Grace. So if you do not receive that email, please let me know, because that is an important part of communication, especially this time of year when weather can be bad. If we, for some reason, need to cancel Bible study, that is how I let you know, through that Women of Grace email. So typically that email goes out, it's an email newsletter, it goes out on Mondays at 3 o'clock. That's at least the goal. So that's what I use if we need to cancel Bible study. So make sure that you are on that list and receiving those emails. But some of the other things in that email, when you get that every week, just scroll all the way through it. There's always something new in there. But we do have a Wednesday morning prayer group that meets on Zoom at 7 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday morning. So please, if 7 o'clock in the morning is a time that works for you, Jump into that prayer group. And then also, there's a section in that email that has the Zoom information. But also in that same block, in that email, is a button that goes to a prayer document. And in that document is updated every single week with new prayer requests for our church. It's an amazing resource for prayer for our church. It changes, like I said, weekly. Lori Lang updates that for us. So please click on that each week and look at what we're praying for that week. It's all different ministries around the church. It's the children's church volunteers that week. It's youth volunteers. And then it's specific prayer requests from people in our church. So please, that button is there every single Monday for you to click, and we'll take you to that document. So check that out. Also, something new I've been putting in there is I'm calling it the weekly pick. And it's an article or a podcast or a video that changes every week. And it's whatever has caught my eye that week. So check that out if you're interested. This week was an interesting discussion on whether or not pets go to heaven. That one caught my eye. That's actually quite controversial subject. So if you're interested, go read that. The one last week was making friends as an adult, which I can see like how many of you clicked on things, and that one had more clicks than some other things, because I think that's actually something we all probably struggle with a little bit. So yeah, that's all the things that you might find in that Wednesday email, as well as other announcements or things going on in the church. I said Wednesday, it's a Monday email, so make sure you're on that. All right, for this study specifically, our study time starts at 9:15 here. If you have children that you're dropping off in childcare, our childcare starts at 9. So that opens at 9 o'clock. And moms of littles, I would encourage you, drop them off at 9 so that you have some time to have coffee and eat something and get settled before going into Bible study. So take advantage of it. It does open at 9. About every other week, we'll start here in the gym together until about 10 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, we'll split into our small groups. Occasionally, approximately every other week, but not quite, we are small group only. And if you picked up a bookmark this morning, your bookmark indicates the weeks that we are in small group only. It's not that important for you to know unless you're a small group leader. But it just means you will arrive, grab food, grab coffee, and go straight to your small group for the whole morning on those days. So pay attention to that. And then we are done at 11 o'clock. And I am happy when I see people hanging out well past 11 o'clock. That is perfectly fine. But if you have children in childcare, we need you to pick them up at 11 o'clock. Our child care workers that work here on Thursday mornings, most of them have class to get to because they're KU students. So make sure you pick them up at 11 so that they can get on with the rest of their day. We have seven different small groups, and they are not changing from last year or from last semester. So I didn't give you new name tags with new small groups. So whatever group you were in last semester, you can continue on with this semester. And the classrooms are the same as well, so you're in the same spots. If you're new to this study, we did put you into a small group, so if I have not told you that yet, find me afterwards, and we'll make sure you know where you're going. But I do want to introduce our small group leaders for everyone. So we've got Debbie Andrews and Lori Lang. Lang and Andrews, there's Debbie. Oh, Lori's in the back. And they're right here in room one, which is outside this gym door. And we have Kathy Wilson and Savannah Hartman back there in the back. And they are in room 3A, the first part of room 3, across from the library. Beth Kaler, there's Miss Beth. And her group is in room 5. We've got Jen Fertig and Emily Sloan back in the back, and they're in room 7 around by the children's kiosk. Linda Swink and Pat Banker, back there. And they are in room 15, which is one of the children's ministry classrooms right behind the kitchen. And then Kathy Rockman and Kendra Oberzan. There's Kathy. Kendra's running sound for us today. And they're in room 16. If you're in that group, you can go out these doors down the hallway to room 16. And then Janine DeKine and Brenda Brown. Yes, we got some new people in that group. And they are in the North Narthex on the couches over here. So, did I hit everyone? Oh, it's Dan. Sorry. You're on the next page. Ann Siegel and Katie Boomer. I knew that was a big jump from room 7 all the way to 15. I was trying to do them in order. They are in 3C on the end of room 3. So that is all of our small groups there. Each week, a different group is assigned to bring snacks or breakfast food. So your small group leaders will let you know what week is yours for this semester. If you can, try and have the food here by 9 o'clock. Because remember, I told those moms to drop their kids off at 9 and then they can have food. It would be nice if there were food here at 9 o'clock. So try and get here by 9 o'clock with that food. And even though we don't start till 9:15. And then also that group is in charge of cleanup that day too. So don't forget, that's part of the sign up genius. So don't forget that part, cleaning up the coffee pots and the tablecloths and things like that. So pay attention to that. Mary Hyde and Sarah Bennett are making coffee for us this semester. That gets a round of applause. They take turns making the coffee and setting everything up out here, so thank you for both of you. Child care, this semester is being run by Jenny Lichty. We have still not hired a child care coordinator. If anybody is interested, come and talk to me. Very part-time job. So if you need to register your kids or need to talk about payment, any of those things, you can go to Jenny Lichty or Corey Snyder too. I think Corey's back there today. So you can talk to them about child care. You can also pick up one of these little flyers in the front that has our childcare costs and a Venmo QR code if that's an easier way to pay for that. Again, don't forget to pick your kids up at 11, and then you're more than welcome to come in the gym with your kids and play. Just stay with your kids wherever they are in the church. Just make sure you're with them. But they're more than welcome to hang out here. So that's a lot of logistics. Got it? Any questions on logistics? That's not the fun part of all of this, so it's the important part. But all right, this semester we are studying the book of Luke, and I am really excited about focusing on a gospel. So I always get asked, why are we doing the book that we're doing, whatever the book is? And I'm gonna guess this one you could probably make some pretty good guesses about. We just finished the wisdom books last semester. We studied all the books of wisdom together. And wisdom personified is Jesus. So we're going to study Jesus this semester. Also, next year, next semester, fall of 2026, we will begin what we call here at Grace the read-through year. Every 5 years, the women of Grace read through the whole Bible in a year. But technically, it's 9 months. It's not actually a year. We read through the Bible in an academic year. There's a little asterisk there. So the fall will begin a new read-through year for us. And I really wanted to focus on one of the Gospels before going into that read-through year. So that's some of the reasons that we chose Luke for this semester. Also, I think maybe it was the wisdom books for me, where you're reading and you're searching for Jesus, right? You're searching what points to Jesus, what shows us Jesus. Like, I just want to see Jesus this semester, and Luke does that. We see from his birth, all through Jesus' ministry, to his death and his resurrection, all there in the book. And I think, at least from your feedback to me, I feel like Luke might be one of the less commonly studied Gospels. Like, if you've studied one or even a couple of the Gospels before, from what I hear from a lot of people, it wasn't Luke. I think a lot of people start with Matthew maybe, or Luke is a little bit different. It's much longer than the other Gospels. There's a lot more detail in Luke's account of all of this. It's just an interesting read. Also, Luke wrote Acts, and technically, I guess this is like a prequel to the book of Acts, which we just recently studied. Now we're going backwards and studying the book of Luke. So lots of reasons there, but I just want to really encourage you, if you are not new to the Bible, if you're not new to the Gospels, if you're not new to Jesus, to try and remember what it was like when you heard some of this for the very first time. I think the Gospels kind of beg us to come at it from a really childlike perspective, a perspective of wonder. I know for me, it's really easy to look at a parable and be like, yeah, I know this one. Mm-hmm. And to stop and to read it slowly and to think, these things really, really happened. This is a true story about a man who actually lived like this. So if we can take ourselves back a little bit and slow down and approach the book of Luke with a little bit more wonder, a little bit more childlike wonder, I think it will serve us well. I know multiple times I've kind of just been reading Luke during our break, and there were several accounts that I would start reading and be like, wait, what? Hold on, what, do I know this parable? Like, he writes about them in such a way that even though it might be in one of the other Gospels, he writes it in such a way that makes you stop, like, hold on. I don't remember this detail or that detail. So hopefully it will encourage us to slow down just because he writes like that too. So this is a new to us study, The Servant King. It's a part of a series called At His Feet Studies. Also, where's Karen? Karen took my book. Where are you? Oh, you're in the back holding a baby. Of course you are. I love that. She took my book and had it spiral bound for me, which just is like my love language. Where did you have this done?
$5 next to New York Pizza.
New York. Pro print. Oh, right, Pro Print. Up by like the old Salty Iguana. Yeah. Eileen's Cookies. I know that one too. $5 at Pro Print if you too like to have a book that lays flat when it opens. Yes. Oh, they do a hole punch. You can do a hole punch too if you want to put it in a binder or just be able to take it apart. So, pro tip for you there. I love it. So, that's why yours is not spiral bound. Mine is. Thank you, Karen. You're trying the spiral bound? She's usually a hole punch girl. So, $5. Love it. This is a new to us study, this At His Feet study, and I'm really excited about this. I have heard about these studies for a couple of years now, and it's not fit with our kind of scope and sequence that we had laid out, so they have several books, several studies, and I'm just excited to use this. So it's written by two women, Hope Blanton and Christine Gordon. And one of them, Hope Blanton, seems to be more the question writer. She has a degree in social work. She's a women's ministry director at a PCA church in Nebraska. And then Chris Gordon is more the commentary writer. She has her master's in theology from Covenant. She's a visiting professor at Covenant College. I think both of their husbands work within the RUF ministry, Reformed University Fellowship. So it just feels like a really good mix, the way that these are written. So I'll be interested to hear what you think about these studies, because like I said, there's quite a few of these. But each lesson contains four steps. Read, observe, reflect, and apply. So the first thing, if you'll open it to, let's say, study number one, which is on page 11, there's an introduction lesson, which we will do first, but just so I can show you, at the top of the page it says read Luke 1 through 3. So at the very first thing you do when you open your study for the week is you're going to read the scripture. And then if you don't get any further than that, at least you've read the scripture. So that's where we always start, read it. So we'll read Luke 1 through 3 for that first lesson. And then there are always four observation questions based on the text. So read, and then you're going to observe and answer these questions that they've written in here for us. Read and observe the text. And then there's some commentary. So that's our reflect part. So they've written some commentary similar to other commentaries you've probably read, kind of verse by verse, approximately. It's always maybe 3 to 5 pages of commentary in there. And then there's the apply section, and there's always 5 reflection questions at the end. So, and those are the questions that we will primarily go to in our small group. So make sure that you get to those reflection questions. Or just be prepared to open them or read them and answer them on the spot in your small group. That would work too. So, and then they leave a spot at the very end for reflections, curiosity, and frustrations, which I love. Because remember, when we do our study at home, the goal is not to get everything right. The goal is to learn. And when we learn, we have questions and curiosities and sometimes frustrations with the text because we don't understand or we're not sure how to answer that question. So it is perfectly fine to do your study and be left with questions. That would be, that's how we learn, right? We don't learn by always knowing the correct answer. So write those down, your reflections, your curiosities, and your frustrations, and come to your small group with those and discuss those with your small group. So that's what we're here for, to do this part with each other. So so that is the order of every lesson in this study. So this week, so most of you just got your books today. So this next week when we meet together, we will go over the introduction lesson. So go home. What I would encourage you to do this week is to read the book of Luke. If you can read it more than once, fantastic. Or listen to the book of Luke. There's a lot of Bible apps out there. I just use the ESV Bible app, and you can click and have it read to you. There's a lot of other apps that do exactly the same thing. Pick the voice that you like the best and have it read it to you. But I know for me, like I'll turn on my Bible app when I'm getting ready in the morning, doing my makeup, diffusing my hair, things like that, and I'm just listening to it. So, and I, when I do that, you know, half the time I get interrupted and somebody has a question, or I'll get a text and I answer that, but I trust that the Word of God in my bathroom is doing something, even if I'm not always really cued in to what's being said, that we know that his word does not return void, that it goes out and does not return void. So even in my bathroom, I trust that that is the case. And then later in the day, when I'm able to turn it back on again, if I'm in my car or something like that, if there's other people in my car, same thing. We just trust that it's making its way inside of me. And over the course of hopefully many years of listening to the Bible, I'll get more and more and more. And I'll listen to the book of Luke again at some point in my life. Or when we come together in small groups, somebody will quote a scripture that I did hear earlier that week. So it all works together. So however you're getting it inside of you, whether you're reading or whether you're listening, just get it, get the word inside of you. That's the goal. So this week specifically, read the whole book of Luke. Listen to the whole book of Luke. The introduction lesson is very short. There's just like 2.5 pages of commentary that gives us a little bit of background information. And I think there's 4 questions. So, and we'll go through those questions next week together. And then our third week together will be on study number 1 or lesson number 1. Okay, does that make sense, that order? So, there's a lot of, I think the book of Luke is fairly straightforward because it's a story and it follows the life of Jesus. It starts just before he was born. We get a little John the Baptist Then we go into Jesus's life and ministry, and then we get to death and resurrection. But there, if you do, I mean, they have a nice little section on this, but if you have a study Bible or another commentary that you enjoy reading, you can split the book of Luke up into lots of different ways. You can do big portions or small portions if you were to outline the book of Luke. But the general shape of the book of Luke is preparation for Jesus's ministry. That'll get us through about halfway through chapter 4. And then we have Jesus's ministry in Galilee, which is gets us through about chapter 9. And then we have Jesus's ministry in Judea, Perea, that gets us through about chapter 19. And then we have the climax of Jesus's ministry in Jerusalem, that takes us all the way to the end of the book. And the climax, obviously, being not the death, but the resurrection at the very end of the book. So that's an easy four-way split of the book of Luke, but there's lots of other ways to split it into smaller portions, too. But if you are, I'm a very visual person, so if I can see that arc when I'm reading the book of Luke, I can put it together a little bit easier. So think through that. Okay, so that is our overview on the book of Luke. I did want to show you one thing. For those of you who really like to mark up pages, sometimes we print observation worksheets. I did have some. I think they're all gone at this point, but if you like the whole text printed out, double-spaced, in three-hole punch, so you can put that in a binder, let me know, and I can print more out of those. But also, these illuminated scripture journals are fantastic. It's just, this is the book of Luke, and it's written in such a way that you've got one page with words, and then you've got a blank page next to it for journaling, notes, scribbling, doodling, whatever it is that you like to do. So if you are a marker, these are $6 on Amazon, so they're pretty inexpensive. And they have them on every book of the Bible, so technically, every book you study, you could get one of these journals. So I do think these are a nice size. I'm a fan of the size as opposed to a big binder to carry around with my Bible. So if that is helpful for you, you can take a look at it up here if you would like that. So, okay, I think I have gone over everything I was supposed to go over. Any questions that I have? I probably maybe confused you more than answered questions. So, yeah. Yes, I will mention it, but I just don't have a lot of information on it yet. But Redeemer Presbyterian, which is a PCA church in Overland Park, they are having a women's conference April 17th and 18th. It's a Friday night and a Saturday day. I think it goes until mid-afternoon. And the author, one of the authors of this study, is the speaker at this conference. So Christine Gordon is going to be speaking, and we have been invited to participate in that. So I don't have the actual registration yet, but as soon as I do, I will get that in that Monday email, and I will also have information here as well. But definitely want to encourage women to do that. We here do a women's conference every other year, and then encourage you to do this conference at Redeemer on those off years. So I will get a block of hotel rooms not too far from the church, so if anybody wants to just stay the night, Friday night, close to the church, you could do that. You could do that with a friend. Maybe you need a night alone. That would be fine, too. And then it goes, like I said, it's after they do provide breakfast and lunch on Saturday, so I think it goes to like 3 o'clock maybe Saturday afternoon. So yes. Yes. Are you looking at your calendar? Is that correct?
That's Friday.
Perfect. Okay. As I said it, I was like, I think that's right. Yes. The 17th is Friday to the 18th. So I feel like there was another question. Is there anyone else?
Did you mention the asterisks?
Yes. The asterisks that indicate smaller bone weight. Yeah. On your bookmark. Yeah. Yeah. All right, okay, well, we are going to break and go into our small groups. If you do not know where you're going, come right up here and I will help you figure that out. If you can, you can stack your chairs back up in the chair racks back there, refill your coffee, and head on to your small groups.